New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030 Implementation Plan, 5-year roadmap as at February 2026. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, with a QR code to a video of the New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 23rd of April 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030 Implementation Plan, 5-year roadmap as at February 2026. This roadmap gives a high-level schedule of the work against the 34 actions in the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. During the calendar year 2026, 13 actions will be implemented, delivered or started. 6 actions will be developed. 12 actions will be scoped, planned. Work on a further 3 actions is scheduled to start in later years. Action number, Education 1. Action description, put $266 million into early intervention services so children's learning support needs are identified earlier and families don't have to wait as long for support. Agencies involved, lead, Ministry of Education, support, various non-government organizations, alternate providers. 2026 stage of action, implementing. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 2. Action description, look at new ways to provide targeted and specialist learning support, including working with private providers and community organizations to reduce wait times. Agencies involved, lead, Ministry of Education, support, various non-government organizations, alternate providers. 2026 stage of action, scoping, development and implementation. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 3. Action description, improve the learning support system so it is easier for educators, families and learners to use, by funding a learning support coordinator for all schools with learners in years 1 to 8. Making application processes for learning support easier. Agencies involved, lead, Ministry of Education. 2026 stage of action, implementing. 2027 stage of action, implementing. 2028 8 stage of action, implementing. 2029 stage of action, implementing. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 4. Action description, invest funding into more specialist school satellite classrooms to provide choice for parents. Agencies involved, lead, Ministry of Education. 2026 stage of action, scoping, developing and implementing. 2027 stage of action, implementing. 2028 stage of action, implementing. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 5. Action description, work with the Ministry of Disabled People Whaikaha, to develop improvements in teacher training that support teachers to meet the needs of disabled students. Agencies involved, lead, Ministry of Education, support, Whaikaha. 2026 stage of action, scoping and developing. 2027 stage of action, developing. 2028 stage of action, implementing. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 6. Action description, work with the Ministry of Disabled People Whaikaha to look for ways to improve accountability for schools and school boards by reporting on learning and achievement outcomes of all disabled learners. Agencies involved, lead, Ministry of Education, support, Whaikaha Stats NZ. 2026 stage of action, developing and implementing. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 7. Action description: use existing funding to support Kaupapa Māori settings to access tools, knowledge and skills so they can meet the needs of their disabled Aukonga students with high-quality programs. Agencies involved: lead, Ministry of Education, support, to be confirmed. 2026 stage of action, implementing. 2027 stage of action, implementing. 2028 stage of action, implementing. 2029 stage of action, implementing. 2030 stage of action, implementing. Action number, Education 8. Action description: work with the Ministry of Disabled People Whakaha to look for ways to identify disabled learners in education data so their needs and progress are better understood. Agencies involved: lead, Ministry of Education, support, Whakaha. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Education 9. Action description: the Tertiary Education Commission, TEC, will continue monitoring provider progress on implementing their disability action plans. The TEC will consult with disabled student representative groups, including the National Disabled Students Association, on how this function is implemented. Agencies involved: lead, Tertiary Education Commission, support, Ministry of Education. 2026 stage of action, implementing. 2027 stage of action, implementing. 2028 stage of action, implementing. 2029 stage of action, implementing. 2030 stage of action, implementing. Action number, Employment 1. Action description: put information and guidance that helps disabled people to identify and match their skills and interests with job pathways in one place and make it accessible. This should include guidance for disabled people leaving school or education. Agencies involved: lead, Whakaha, scoping phase only, leads for subsequent phases, to be confirmed. 2026 stage of action, no action. 2027 stage of action, scoping. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Employment 2. Action description: review specialist employment supports, consulting with disabled people to improve employment outcomes. Agencies involved: lead, Ministry of Social Development, support, Whakaha. 2026 stage of action, developing and implementing. 2027 stage of action, implementing. 2028 stage of action, implementing. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Employment 3. Action description: work with disabled people, employers and employer networks to create mentor programs so disabled people can get career support from disabled professionals or employers. Agencies involved: lead, Whakaha, support, New Zealand Disability Employers Network, Business New Zealand. 2026 stage of action, scoping, developing and implementing, pilot. 2027 stage of action, implementing, full. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Employment 4. Action description: work with disabled people and support providers to create a repository of resources. The resources will include knowledge, success stories and practical information, helping employers and employer networks to support disabled people. Agencies involved: lead, Whakaha, support, New Zealand Disability Employers Network, All is for All. 2026 stage of action, implementing, website 1 in 6 NZ, 1 in 6, Disability Employment Hub. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Employment 5. Action description: work with disabled people, their whanau and supporters, employers and employer networks to promote and enable the design of jobs and workplaces for disabled people. This means inclusion of disabled people, flexible working arrangements and reasonable accommodations, and assessing workplace accessibility. Government agencies should lead by example in the employment of disabled people. Agencies involved: lead, Whakaha, support, Public Service Commission. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Employment 6. Action description: create an awareness campaign for employers and employees. The campaign will include guidance on accessibility and inclusion, data and reports, and will highlight the positive impact of disabled people on workplaces. Agencies involved: LEAD, Faikaha, Support, New Zealand Disability Employers Network, All is for All. 2026 Stage of Action, Developing and Implementing. 2027 Stage of Action, Implementing. 2028 Stage of Action, Embedding. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Health 1. Action Description: review and improve policies and practices so the health journey is equitable, accessible, and inclusive. This review will cover all interactions with the health system, communication, information, technology, decision-making, service design and delivery, and the built environment. Self-determination will be key, including making sure tools for self-determination and supported decision-making are standard practice in healthcare, especially for people with different communication, cognitive or psychosocial needs. Agencies involved: LEAD, Health New Zealand, Support, Ministry of Health, Faikaha. 2026 Stage of Action, Developing, New Zealand Health Plan, Scoping, New Zealand Disability Strategy Priorities. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Health 2. Action Description: train the health workforce to deliver services that are inclusive, culturally safe, and easy to navigate. This includes increasing disabled people throughout the health and disability workforce. This can be done through recruitment and workplace policies, inclusive and accessible work environments, and career development. Embedding disability responsiveness and lived experience in workforce training and ongoing professional development. Agencies involved: LEAD, Health New Zealand, Support, Faikaha, Ministry of Health, To be Confirmed, only in case of any legislative scope components, Education, Health and Community Industry Skills Board, via Tertiary Education Commission, To be Confirmed. 2026 Stage of Action, Implementing, New Zealand Health Plan, Scoping, New Zealand Disability Strategy Priorities. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Health 3. Action Description: build disabled people's skills and knowledge to take up health system roles. Government agencies will find ways to build disabled people's capability for health system design, consultation, monitoring, leadership, and advisory and governance roles. Agencies involved: potential co-leads, Ministry of Health and Health New Zealand, To be Confirmed, following Scoping, Support, Education, Health and Community Industry Skills Board, via Tertiary Education Commission, To be Confirmed, Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Health 4. Action Description: identify disabled people in national health data. This will make disabled people more visible in the health system, so population health outcomes can be monitored better, while ensuring information security, privacy and protection. Agencies involved: LEADS, Ministry of Health, Policy Phase, Health New Zealand, Implementation Phase, Support, Faikaha Stats NZ, To be Confirmed. 2026 Stage of Action, Developing. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Health 5. Action Description: put a system in place so disabled people can record their accessibility needs against their National Health Index, NHI, number. Recording people's accessibility needs will mean those needs can be easily shared with health providers. Disabled people will not have to repeat their needs to providers, and providers will be better able to meet those needs. This work will be guided by disability community expectations and data sovereignty. Agencies involved: LEAD, Health New Zealand, Support, Ministry of Health, Faikaha Stats NZ, To be Confirmed. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping and Developing. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 1. Action Description: develop, consult on and promote clear definitions of accessible homes. These will describe key features at different levels of accessibility, for example, from basic universal design through to fully accessible. Clear definitions of accessible homes can support the development of voluntary guidelines for accessibility for residential dwellings, Housing Action 6. Agencies involved, LEED, FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People, Support, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Kāinga Ora. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping and Developing. 2027 Stage of Action, Implementing. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 2. Action Description, Improve data matching between disabled people and social housing properties with appropriate accessible features that meet their needs. This will help ensure disabled people and their whānau are prioritized to accessible properties. Data matching will identify disabled people's housing needs and social housing that meets those needs. This is particularly important for those with high and/or complex needs. Data collected could inform future investment in the supply of social housing. Agencies involved, LEEDS, Ministry of Social Development, Support, Ministry of Health, FICAHA, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, and Kāinga Ora. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 3. Action Description, Identify any barriers to increasing supply of affordable, accessible houses in the private market and investigate how these barriers could be removed. Understanding barriers to the supply of accessible housing will help target potential interventions to improve supply. Agencies involved, LEED, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Support, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, FICAHA. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping. 2027 Stage of Action, Developing. 2028 Stage of Action, Developing. 2029 Stage of Action, Report. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 4. Action Description, Review the Housing Modification System and Look at Ways to Improve It. Making the housing modification system more efficient could reduce current problems, inaccessibility of homes, increased costs and health and safety issues for disabled people, whānau and carers. Agencies involved, LEED, Ministry of Social Development, Support, FICAHA, Kāinga Ora, To be Confirmed, Oranga Tamariki, To be Confirmed, ACC, To be Confirmed. 2026 Stage of Action, Developing and Implementing. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 5. Action Description, Collect and Publish Annual Data on Disabled People's Housing Needs to compare with the housing being built in each region. This could help encourage the housing market to produce more accessible housing. This will help to fill the gap in data on accessible housing and raise the profile of the demand for accessible homes. Data can also be used to measure progress in increasing the supply of accessible housing. Agencies involved, LEED, FICAHA, Support, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Ministry of Social Development. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 6. Action Description, Develop Voluntary National Guidelines on Accessibility for Residential Dwellings. Guidelines would be based on the definitions for accessible homes in Housing Action 1 and would set out best practice guidance for how to build accessible homes. Agencies involved, LEED, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Support, FICAHA, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Kāinga Ora. 2026 Stage of Action, No Action. 2027 Stage of Action, No Action. 2028 Stage of Action, Scoping. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action Number, Housing 7. Action Description, Review the Social Housing System, including considering the diverse needs of disabled people and how these could be addressed. Agencies involved, LEEDS, Ministry of Social Development and Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Support, FICAHA. 2026 Stage of Action, Scoping. 2027 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2028 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2029 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. 2030 Stage of Action, To be Confirmed. Action number, Justice 1. Action description: implement a safeguarding framework for disabled people in long-term detention settings, such as prisons and youth justice residences and disability support services-funded residential facilities. The framework will include preventing, reporting, responding, and safely removing disabled people from abusive situations. Agencies involved: LEAD to be confirmed following scoping, support, Department of Corrections, Oranga Tamariki, Ministry of Social Development, Faikaha Police. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Justice 2. Action description: carry out a cross-agency project to fix gaps in information about disabled people's experiences of crime. This will include disabled people in residential and secure facilities and issues like cyberbullying. Agencies involved: LEAD to be confirmed following scoping, support, Faikaha, Ministry of Social Development, Department of Corrections, Ministry of Justice, Police. 2026 stage of action, no action. 2027 stage of action, scoping. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Justice 3. Action description: develop a social investment plan for early intervention and support to reduce disabled children and young people entering the youth justice system. Agencies involved: LEAD to be confirmed following scoping, support, Oranga Tamariki, Ministry of Social Development, Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Justice 4. Action description: the Law Commission has been asked to review the Criminal Procedure, Mentally Impaired Persons Act 2003, CPMIP. This review is expected to look at the interface of the CPMIP with other relevant legislation, such as the Intellectual Disability, Compulsory Care and Rehabilitation Act 2003 and Mental Health, Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992. Agencies involved: LEAD, Ministry of Justice, support, Faikaha. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Justice 5. Action description: review, as work programs allow, protections for disabled people in family law, including adoption, guardianship and personal property rights. Reviews will consider where stronger provisions or support are needed, supported decision-making, and using plain language in key justice sector legislation and processes. Reviewing human rights legislation, including whether additional protections against discrimination are needed, should also be considered as work programs allow. Agencies involved: LEAD, Ministry of Justice, support, Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Justice 6. Action description: weave understanding from safeguarding approaches for disabled people into the multi-agency responses to family violence. This includes training the workforce to make sure disabled people experiencing violence and abuse receive a safe, coordinated response centered on their needs. Agencies involved: LEAD, Center for Family Violence and Sexual Violence Prevention, support, Faikaha, Ministry of Social Development, other agencies involved in the center's multi-agency work program. 2026 stage of action, scoping and developing. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action, to be confirmed. Action number, Justice 7. Action description: create a plan to train the justice sector workforce so it is more disability competent, including deaf cultural competence and using MANA and trauma-informed practices. This plan will increase disabled people in the workforce and consider mandatory professional standards. Agencies involved: LEAD to be confirmed following scoping, support, Police, Department of Corrections, Ministry of Justice, Oranga Tamariki, Faikaha. 2026 stage of action, scoping. 2027 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2028 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2029 stage of action, to be confirmed. 2030 stage of action to be confirmed. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of April 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.